Hey there, welcome to The Morning Mindset. You have found the daily devotional podcast that helps you get your mind aligned with the truth of God's Word. As we're approaching the new year, I hope you're new. I hope you have found a way here that you can partner with others in the body of Christ to gather around the Word of God and get yourself ready for the day ahead. That's our purpose. That's why we're here. Now, before we get started, I want to thank three people who have come along as monthly partners in the last week, Rose and Kristen and Tracy. Thank all of you for becoming partners with The Morning Mindset. You're helping us to continue what we do in getting the Word of God out and even expand our offerings into other podcasts and things like that. If you're interested in finding out more about being a partner of The Morning Mindset, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/support and see all of the options there. Okay, friends, today, get out your copy of the scriptures. We're looking at 1 Peter chapter 5 again, but today we'll be looking at verses 8 through 9. And we are going to look again at a mindset passage that's going to help us as we head into this new year. But before we do, let's ask the Lord to be our teacher today. Holy Spirit, we know that Jesus described you as our comforter, as our counselor, and as our teacher. He said you would teach us all things and how to observe all the things he's commanded us. You do that through the scripture because you were the author of it. You guided Peter in writing these words, and we want to understand your heart for us as individuals and as our place in the world. So Lord, open our eyes, give us understanding, and enable us to apply this practically. We ask it in your name. Amen. Okay, 1 Peter 5, 8 through 9. Peter gives us a very straightforward instruction. He says, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of sufferings are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. I love it when passages are just so clear. Peter says, be sober-minded, be watchful. Now, let's unpack that for a moment. To be sober-minded, those are very colorful words if you stop it for a moment and think about the imagery he's using. We know what a person is like when they are not sober, right? When a person is drunk under the influence of drugs or alcohol, we know exactly what they're like. They don't think straight. They don't act straight. They sometimes are belligerent and angry. Other times they just get all mellow and relaxed. Sometimes they say the craziest things. They do the craziest things. That is a kind of life Peter is saying you do not want to emulate. And so when it comes to our mindset, he says we are to be the opposite of that. We're to be sober-minded. So we're to be in our right mind. We're to be looking at circumstances and assessing them wisely and rightly. And we are to be watchful is another phrase he uses here. That means to be on guard. Then he unpacks for us what we're to be on guard about. He says, you have an adversary. If you don't know what that word means, it means you have an enemy. You have an enemy, the devil. And he's prowling around like a roaring lion. So you've seen the documentaries about lions. You know what that imagery is. This beast that's bigger than you, stronger than you, sharp teeth, angry and hungry, is searching. He's seeking someone to devour, Peter says. That's what the devil is like. He wants to devour you. He wants to devour me. He says in verse 9, resist him, firm in your faith. So rather than us being afraid of the devil, Peter says we have the capacity as believers in Jesus Christ to resist him. And friends, that resistance is a mindset, is it not? We have to make up our minds. We're going to be firm in our faith, like Peter says. That's all part of what it means to be sober-minded. And he says something that will help us to remain sober-minded when the attack is on, when we're feeling oppressed, when we're feeling like he's opposing us, is to remember the same kinds of suffering we are experiencing from the devil are being experienced by our brothers and sisters throughout the world. So in other words, you're not alone. And beyond that, others have endured this and are enduring this, and they make it through because our God is faithful. So friends, there is a spiritual war for our minds that's going on. The devil wants to cause us to be drunk-minded, so to speak. He wants us to be foolish and not be watchful. He wants us to be in a position where he can devour us and destroy us. But we can choose. We can make up our minds to resist him and to stand firm in our faith, knowing our God is going to sustain us just as he sustained others throughout the course of Christianity. Lord Jesus, help us to be confident in you and to be alert, to be mindful, to be watchful, and to be sober-minded. Show us how to apply this in our own lives. Whatever lies we're hearing, whatever attacks we're experiencing, you be our King. In Jesus' name. Morning Mindset Media also provides other podcasts, including a Christian parenting podcast and a Christian marriage podcast. You can find out more at morningmindsetmedia.com.